Good morning, friends, and a very happy Easter to all of you. You know, even though we're not having our Easter egg hunt this year in the park like we usually do, I'm thinking that you all have been a part of an Easter egg hunt at some point. Maybe not this year, but at some other point in your lives. So I'm guessing that you all know what the goal of an Easter egg hunt is, right? To get as many eggs as possible. But have you ever thought about why? Why do people do Easter egg hunts on Easter Sunday? I've looked through my Bible, and I haven't found anything about eggs. So what's the connection between egg hunts and Jesus' resurrection? In the Bible passage that Uncle Bill read, the women were going to the tomb prepared for one thing, but surprise, instead, they found the most incredible discovery. But what did they find? Was it this? Filled with one of their favorite candies? No. Was it this? Filled with an awesome toy? No. Those are pretty neat, but they aren't life-changing. Or maybe they found this. Oh, the jackpot. Was that what they found? No. Maybe you can find this egg in your egg. No, they didn't find that either. Instead, they found this. In your Lenten kits, you should have an egg just like this. And if it's near you, go ahead and pull it out right now. If it's not, don't worry about it. They found this. An empty tomb. Just like this empty egg. This empty egg was the best and most life-changing thing that those women could have found. They went to the tomb and they fully expected to do the burial rites that the Jewish people did in that day. They took their spices, and instead of finding the tomb sealed, they found that the stone had been rolled away. And that sadness was replaced with incredible joy and surprise as they saw the risen and glorified Jesus. So often, we miss the joy of Easter and instead settle for so much less. Instead of the joy that we receive of Jesus risen from the dead and the joy that we will also get to be with him in heaven, sometimes people settle for egg hunts and candy. So today, friends, let's take it all in. God loves us so much that he gave us his only son to live with us, to die for us, and to rise again so that we too will rise again someday. If you are ever doing an egg hunt and find an empty egg, don't be sad that you're missing out on candy or toys. Instead, cherish that empty egg as a reminder and be filled with the joy because we have a God that loves us so much. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Will you pray with me? Risen and glorious Lord, we thank you for the gift of family and friends, for the excitement and happiness of egg hunts and celebrations. But above all, Lord, we thank you for the joy of the empty tomb and the resurrection of Jesus. Help us to always remember how much you love us and to share that love with our world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.